I just asked Coach the same question, but how do you feel in terms of the team, in terms of you always hear people talking about peaking at the right time, and Coach just said y'all are playing your best ball. Obviously, that's apparent coming off a 76-point performance, but where do you put it in terms of how y'all progressed up until this point and kind of firing on all cylinders coming into the biggest game of the season?
Well, I'm trying to think back to Oklahoma and that game. I think we had over 70 MAs in that game, which is a record for me of any program I've ever been a part of. And I think you got the feeling that guys were a little shell-shocked going in that game. And just of how much we've matured and progressed from that game up until this point is pretty amazing. You know, some guys had to step up and grow up, and they've done that to the fullest. And it's been special to be a part of, for sure. And like I said, coming here is the best decision I've ever made. And I strongly believe in that. And I want to thank Coach Holtz again for bringing me in here for such a special program.
You mentioned at the beginning of the year, and in a lot of those games, y'all were the underdog and kind of relished in that role. Somehow, a big underdog again going on the road, especially after what y'all did against Rice. How does the locker room handle being in that underdog role? Do y'all care about it, or how do you view it?
We kind of feed off of it. Our defense coordinator, Coach Manny Diaz, he likes to embrace that role, and, you know, he likes to put us in those situations that, you know, it doesn't matter what team, it's a faceless opponent, and that's what he always tells us. And that's the guys, the mentality. You know, we have a blue collar working attitude, and, you know, we only have one way to work, and that's what we do. And week in and week out, and it doesn't matter who we're playing, we're gonna play them our hardest and have our best game.
Some will probably disagree that it does matter, especially with a quarterback like Cato. You watch a ton of film. Obviously, can make a lot of plays outside the pocket. How do you approach that, especially with y'all the last couple games and pretty much the entire season? Y'all have been really aggressive, getting after quarterbacks. Sometimes that can maybe work against a defense, especially with him breaking down and getting some big plays. So how do y'all kind of create that balance between the two?
You know, he's a special player. Watching on film, he can turn a negative play into a positive play. And we're going to have to do a good job of keeping him in the pocket, you know, and taking his legs out of the equation pretty much. You know, he's going to make some throws. You know, he's a special player, like you said, and, you know, he's looking at this game like a big stage for him to, you know, come out and shine. But we're going to have to do a great job of keeping him in the pocket, and I think we're going to do that. And I think the guys are ready for a challenge like this, you know, on a big stage and against the road. I mean, on the road, against our backs against the wall, and we're going to have to step up and make some plays.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.